الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله أما بعد فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقاتل في سبيل الله لا تكلف إلا نفسك وحرض المؤمنين عسى الله أن يكف بأس الذين كفروا والله أشد بأسا وأشد تنكيلا. We are continuing the commentary of Surah Nisa. The verse I recited is verse number 84 and translation is goes like that. So fight in the way of Allah. You are charged only with yourself and encourage the believers. Maybe Allah will restrain the might of those who disbelieve. Verily Allah is the strongest in might and severest in punishment. This verse came after Muslims got defeated in the battle of Uhud, and then Abu Sufyan threatened again Muslims to have a battle in Badr al-Sukhra, which is close to Badr. So when a Prophet heard this news, he called believers to fight against him. So there were only 70 who came forward for the fight and others did not come. So Allah says, فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah is asking Prophet him that fight in the way of Allah. لا تكلف إلا نفسك. You are not responsible but with only yourself. See, this is the only prophet in the among all the prophets who Allah asked to go for battle alone, if nobody even come with him. Nobody has been told from the beginning to end to do this but Prophet himself, that لا تكلف إلا نفسك. Means you are responsible only for yourself. فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Go and fight. Fight. فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Fight in the way of Allah, Prophet, and you are responsible for only your fight. You go. You go. That's the leader is. The leader has to take the action. Even if the follower don't follow, leader has to take action. So Allah says that, and you ask believers to be with you for that fight. May Allah restrain the might of those who disbelieve. Verily Allah is strongest in might and severest in punishment, Allah says. May Allah restrain the fight. And that's what happened. But we read, it is there in history. Next verse is about intercession. May yashfa shafatan hasanatan yukal kullahu. نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا وَمَنْ يَشْفَ شَفَاتًا سَيَّتَيْنْ يَكُلُّهُ كِفْلٌ مِّنْهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا. Whosoever intercedes with a good intercession shall have a share therefrom, and whoever intercedes with an evil intercession shall have in its burden, and Allah keeps control over all things. That's how it is. That if somebody does intercession, means mediation in a good deed, Allah gives share for that. Like to do some Islamic mission, to do a good cause, if you are a kind of medium to support it, to say some supporting words, to do some supporting actions, you become one of the intercessor for the good cause and you get the thawab, you get the reward out of it. But if you are doing some evil work is going on and you are part of it, in the, for instance, doing some leg pulling are trying to hinder the good cause, are trying to do backbiting and slander people's image, then there is a burden for that. Now Allah is talking about how to do greetings. وَإِذَا حَيَّتُمْ بِتَحِيَّتِ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. And when you are greeted with a greeting, greet with a better one than it, or return it. Verily Allah takes account of all things. Allahu Akbar. Everything Allah takes account for greeting. You know, Allah is so particular about greetings. And greeting has been mentioned in the Quran so many times. Allah greeted many prophets in the Quran. Allah asked prophet to greet believers. There are a lot of verses. We don't have time for all those verses. How Allah has talked about greetings in the Quran. There are a lot of verses about greetings. But there are some rules for the greetings which Aima Tahirin have mentioned. Prophet ﷺ says that to offer greeting is mustahab. It's a voluntary righteous deed, but to reply is mandatory. Our sixth Imam says that a younger should greet the older one, and a small group should greet the bigger one, and rider should greet the rider should greet to walker, a rider of mule should greet to the rider of donkey, and the rider of horse should greet the rider of mule. And one person greet to the bigger group. Those are the rules of greetings. Our sixth Imam has asked to refrain greetings to greet Jews, Christians, fire worshippers, on the table where liquor is being used, people who are playing chess, interest eater, or if somebody is in restroom, or somebody who is sinful manifesting his sins. There are a lot of things which we are not supposed to greet those people. A person came and greeted Prophet, peace be on you. Then Prophet replied, and on you be peace and mercy of Allah. So Prophet went further with the greeting. Then the second person said, peace be on you and mercy on you of Allah. Then Prophet replied, better than him, and on you be peace and mercy of Allah and his blessings. Then the third person said, peace be on you and mercy of Allah and his blessings. Then Prophet said, and on you. Then the person said, you decrease me. Prophet said that you did not leave for me anything to add, so I return to you like the way it is. Avrudduha, like it's a verse that return it. Our fifth Imam says the commander of faithful passed a group and they greeted him this way. Oh, you be peace and mercy of Allah and his blessing and his pardon and his pleasure. They greeted him so long. Imam said, Do not take us beyond which the angels have said to our father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because in Quran, it's verse on this. The mercy of Allah and his blessing on you, O people of the house. Because that's how the angels greeted Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so Imam Ali explained to them that don't go beyond that greeting what angels greeted our forefather. Because these guys went the greeting so long. And Imam asked to refrain from that. A maid brought to Imam Hassan alayhi salam a bouquet of flower. Imam responded by making her free. So somebody asked that why you did that. So Imam read this prayer verse again, that when you are greeted with a greeting, greet with a better one than it or return it. First is a better one. See, and the verse goes like that, Inna Allah kana ala kulli shayin hasiba. Verily Allah takes account of all things. So everything is being accounted. You know, if somebody says salam alaikum, we should say at least alaikum assalam, not like alaikum assalam. It's not on the same level. Allah says at least, first do better than that. Say salam alaikum, wa alaikum assalam with a smile. Yeah? That's how the Quran says, and then if not, at least to the same level. Otherwise, not good. Now, next verse explain about these two verses. Allahu la ilaha illahu wa la yajmanakum ila yawmil qiyamah la rayba fihi wa may asdaqu minallahi haditha. Allah says, Allah, there is no God but He. He will certainly gather you all together on the day of resurrection. There is no doubt in it. And who is more true in word than Allah? See, Allah is saying, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa. لِيَجْمَنُكُمْ لَا يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. If you see that Allah says, I am the Lord, there is no Lord but me, He is going to gather all of us on the Day of Judgment. And who is more truthful to His to the statement than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So then when He is going to, and then in the verse before we read, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا. He's going to take account of everything. It's like how we are doing salam, He's taking account. What kind of sifarish, what kind of intercession we are doing. Allah takes account of everything. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now next verses are coming about that how believers got divided about hypocrites. And the verse, I'll read the verse inshallah, then translation, then we'll give commentary. فَمَا لَكُمْ فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِيَتَيْنِ وَاللَّهُ أَرْكَسُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَهَدُوا مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يُدِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجَدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ يُدِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجَدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا صدق الله عليه الذي. Why should you take both sides concerning hypocrites? While Allah has discarded them because of what they have earned. Do you want to guide someone whom Allah has forsaken to astray? For whoever Allah has forsaken to astray, never shall you find a way for him. What happened there? There were some people from Makkah, they migrated to Medina and claimed they are Muslims. And then after some time they said the weather is not good in Medina, they went back to Makkah and then started going around for merchandise trips with polytheists of Makkah, and they started living a polytheist life again. So when believers saw them traveling like this, they got divided into two groups. One group said that now they are not Muslim, they are hypocrites and they should be treated as enemy. And one group was simple minded Muslims, and they said no. At least they have claimed they have been Muslim, and they said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, we got respected. So these were simple minded people. So now Allah is confronting the second simple minded group of people and saying that why you have become two groups about hypocrites. Allah has discarded them because of what they have earned. These hypocrites, Allah has discarded them. Why have become two groups about them? Allah really discarded them. And Allah says, do you want to guide someone who Allah has forsaken to astray? Because these people who went back to Makkah, Allah has forsaken them to astray. And whoever Allah has forsaken to astray, never shall you find a way for him. This is a thing that in Islam we cannot be simple-minded. We have to be very clever about things, that who is really with Allah and Prophet and Imam and who is not. Everybody is not the same way. This is simple-mindedness. Now Allah explains about them why they are so, these hypocrites are so dangerous. Allah explains more. وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفَرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُوا سَوَاءَ فَلَا تَتَّخَذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوا فَخُذُوهُمْ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Now Allah is explaining how they are and what is the meaning behind that. They wish that you should disbelieve as they have disbelieved, so that you might be all alike. See, that is the treachery of them. That you think they are the simple people who went back. They wish, وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفَرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُوا سَوَاءَ. They wish that the way they are disbelieved, you become disbelieved and everybody is same. In today's world, same way is happening. They want to change Muslim to like them. Right? Today's world is same way. Right? Just become liberal. Like everybody else in the world. That's what is happening. That's what is. Therefore, do not take from them friends until they migrate in Allah's way. Don't take them till they become real Muslim. They migrate in Allah's way means they become Muslim. Don't take them as a friend or anything else. But if they turn back to infidelity, now what Allah says? then seize them and slay them wherever you find them. And do not take from them a friend or helper. Why? Why seize them and slay them? Because they are going to destroy you. They are going to make you unbelievers. The hard work will be gone. And that's what is the concept of the Islamic government, is that an Islamic government who does conspiracy goes against them, there's a punishment. Because they want to just destroy everything. Now there are two exceptions, Allah said, after this punishment, Allah excluded two groups. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَسُلُوا إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنُهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ أَوْ جَاءَكُمْ حَسِرَتْ صُدُورُهُمْ أَنْ يُقَاتِلُكُمْ أَوْ يُقَاتِلُوا قَوْمَهُمْ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّطَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَقَاتَلُوكُمْ فَإِنِ اعْتَزَلُوكُمْ فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ فَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا. Now Allah is saying further about there are two groups which are excluded from this punishment. Now, first group is those, except those who join a people between whom and you is a covenant. If they go and join the people who you are covenant, they are excluded. First group. And second one, are who come to you, their heart shrinking from fighting you, are fighting their own people. Their heart is shrinking. Who is second group? Whose heart is shrinking to fight you are fighting their own group. And if Allah has pleased, He would have given them power over you, so that they shall have certainly fought you. What else is their quality? Therefore, if they withdraw from you and do not fight you and offer you peace, then Allah allows you no way against them. These are the people. So two peoples are excluded from this punishment. One is the one who comes to the people who your treaty already, peace treaty. And second group is the one who come, neither they want to fight you nor their own people, and they don't want to fight with you, and they withdraw from you, and they offer peace. Then Allah says, don't fight with them. Now, the commentary of this group is, in Tafsir Mizan, there are two tribes were described. One tribe was Banu Damra, and second tribe was Banu Ashja. Prophet made pact with Banu Damra. They were close by to Medina, and Prophet pact for the peace. And these Banu Damra had pact with Banu Ashja as a peace treaty. But what happened one time, that there was a drought in Banu Ashja and they didn't have crops, so they went to Banu Damra to attack them because they had green crops there. So Prophet went to face Banu Ashja to defend the peace treaty. Then Banu Ashja came with the 700 people with the chief, and he offered the peace treaty to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said that I don't want to fight with you, we are close by to you. So Prophet sent the 10 camel load of dates to them for the peace treaty, and then the peace. Now, according to our sixth Imam, Al-Fazl describes that sixth Imam says that this verse which came about who come to you, their heart shrinking from fighting you or fighting their own people, was regarding Banu Mudlij. They were the one who came to Prophet Banu Mudlij and said, Prophet, we have not accepted you as a prophet yet, but our heart don't want to fight you or our own people. So when they said that, Prophet said, okay, we have peace treaty between you and me, and then peace treaty was maintained. So Imam was asked how Prophet dealt with them afterwards. Imam said that Prophet left them alone in peace treaty, and he focused on other part of Hijaz. And after everybody accepted Islam, then Prophet would offer them again Islam. If they accept Islam, then Prophet will be okay with them. But if they don't accept, then there will be fight. That's how Prophet dealt with them. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now Allah is giving exception of other people. ستجدون آخرين أن يريدون أن يأمنكم أو يأمنوا قومهم يأمنكم ويأمنوا يأمنكم ويأمنوا قومهم كل ما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها فإن لم يعتزلكم ويلقوا إليكم السلام ويكفوا أيديهم فخذوهم واقتلوهم حيث سقطتموهم وأولئكم جعلناكم عليهم سلطانا مبينا. You will find soon others who desire to be secure from you and secure from their own people. So often as they are returned to mischief, they get thrown into it. Therefore, if they do not withdraw from you and do not offer you peace and restrain their hands, then seize them and kill them wherever you find them, and against them we have given you a clear authority. Now this is the, Allah says, you will find soon some people who want to be at peace with you and the peace with their own people. But when they are called for infidelity and fitna, they go face downwards in that. Now Allah says that if they don't stay away from you and they don't send you peace treaty and they don't stop their hand fighting against you, Allah says that Allah has given them a clear authority to fight them. Because these are the people who will not leave you alone. They are hypocrites. Now the last verse we are reciting is verse number 92. And this verse is about if a believer kills another believer by mistake. Allah prohibits a believer killing a believer intentionally. This verse will be recited in the next month, inshallah. But here, that if a believer kills another believer with mistake, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَنْ يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَأً وَمَنْ يَقْتَلْ مُؤْمِنًا خَطَأً فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَصَّدَّقُوا فَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ عَدُوٍّ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ فَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ وَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَتَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ تَوْبَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. It's a long verse, inshallah it'll go slow. First off, Allah said that, let me read translation, then we'll go in pieces. And it is not for a believer to kill a believer except by mistake. And whoever kills a believer by mistake must set free a believing slave and pay the blood money to the family of the slain, unless they remit it as a free offering. So first part, that a believer cannot kill believer but by mistake. And if believer kills believer by mistake, then he should free a slave, Muslim slave first. And secondly, give the blood money to the family. Unless they remit it, unless they forgive it. This is first condition. Now, second part. Now, these two other conditions coming in the sense, if the believer was killed from the party of first, the party of the enemy party, one. And the third condition is the believer is killed from the party who is packed with Muslims, but they are not Muslims. Now, we read it. But if he is from a tribe hostile unto you, and he is a believer, then is to set free a believing slave. Allah says that if the believer was from the party who was your enemy, then you just set free a Muslim. Not more than that. Why? Why not blood money? Because you want to give blood money to those family who are your enemy, and this money will be against you. Because they are not Muslim. Now there is a third condition. And if he is from the tribe between whom and you there is a covenant, then the blood money must be paid for his family, and a believing slave must be set free. Right? If you had a covenant with them, although they were not believers, then you, because you have covenant, Islam respects covenant, then you give the blood money to the family because you have covenant, and also set free a Muslim. And Allah says that, but if he did not have means to say to free a slave because he is poor, or he cannot give blood money, then he has to fast for 2 months continuously. As a penance, as a kafara from Allah. And Allah is all-knowing and all-wise. Because he has to suffer. He has to pay the penalty. This is for the killing a believer by mistake. Now we are talking about Muharram, that Muharram is coming, and how the believers were killed intentionally. How this... the shahadat, we are talking about shahadat after shahadat. First we mourn the shahadat of Hazrat Muslim, how he was killed so mercilessly in Kufa. Today is the shahadat of his two children who were killed so mercilessly in Kufa. Intentionally they were killed, and we are waiting for the Muharram who are coming. Muharram is coming. When we'll be reciting? When we'll be reciting how the innocent 6-month-old child of Imam Hussein was slain? Ya Allah.